There's nothing in the world today that looks like a Stegosaurus. And it just was so peculiar with that long cone-shaped head and this big curved back and these short front legs and long back legs, those plates on the back and the spikes on the tail. It was just so different from anything known, past or present, that it's sort of an icon of the Jurassic.
Its name means roof lizard, after the 17 plates arranged in a double row along its back. These plates ranged in height from 10 centimeters to almost a meter and gave Stegosaurus its unique appearance. Their exact function is still a mystery.
Some people think they look sexy. Perhaps female Stegosaurus really like the look of the plates on the male Stegosaurus. Some people think that perhaps it played a role in thermoregulation, that is, heating up or cooling down the animal. And of course, to some degree, they would have played a defensive role in the sense that they would have been very hard to bite should you try to bite that part of the Stegosaur. Personally, I favor the sexiness hypothesis. It's kind of more fun to say.
The Stegosaurus found at the site stood 4.5 meters tall, measured about 9 meters in length, and weighed 3 tons. Their front legs were shorter than their rear, making them slow-moving, but far from helpless.
Stegosaurs are very much like their armored cousins, the ankylosaurs, in having very small forelegs and very long hind legs. This allows them to move the front quarters around, pivoted around a small point, and use the long legs to move the back end very fast around that same point to keep the tail pointed toward what they're attacking. And what a tail they had. They had 4 spines sticking out at the very end of the tail. In fact, the last 2 spines stuck past the point of the tail.
The time was filled with predators. At the watering hole, Stegosaurus had one main means of defense. Its tail spikes, 4 cone-shaped points, 1 meter long.
Those are the greatest dinosaur weapons ever found. These spikes are incredible weapons. By swinging that tail, if he strikes you with them, you're done for. Those spikes could penetrate bone, they could penetrate flesh, and they could cause an injury that would end the attacker's life.
Be like a big spiked mace. And I don't mean the stuff you spray, you know, on muggers, but rather a more medieval weapon, a big club with pointy parts on it. I think it's really quite what it would have been like to have been hit by the end of a Stegosaur tail.